Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up on all the news you should know about. The University of Scranton women's basketball team competes in the Final Four tonight. We'll catch up with the team on their way to Virginia. And the Pennsylvania Senate approves a bill to regulate AI chatbots, especially for minors. It's Thursday, March 19th. Let's get you up to date. We will start in Lackawanna County, but not with basketball just yet. The Lackawanna County Commissioners may finally vote next month on an immigration-related policy that's attracted a lot of attention. The Commissioner's chairman says residents have been pushing for it. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports.
Lackawanna County Commissioner Tom Welby said Wednesday the commissioners will likely vote April 1st on setting standards for county employees who encounter ICE agents' requests for help. Welby also said he's developed an alternative to Commissioner Bill Gaughan's Protect Our Neighbors Act. Gaughan's proposal aims to regulate contact with the agents. Welby declined to release his proposal before the commissioners have a chance to talk about it, but he did say his proposal closely resembles Gaughan's. Gaughan disagreed.
And it does not create clear, enforceable boundaries, and I believe that the Protect Our Neighbors ordinance that I put forward, I believe it does do that.
Commissioner Chris Chermak said Gaughan's proposal lacks an enforcement provision. He said he wants to do what's legal.
You know, it's not just a simple, simple thing, and I can't put laws in place just on the basis of morality. Like, what's moral? What's not moral? Like, that's not my decision.
That brought a sharp rebuke from meeting attendee Maria Johnson. She chairs the University of Scranton's theology department.
What I had to say has been driven out of my mind by the extraordinary statement that, oh, law lives in a separate world from morality and good and evil. I just don't know what to do with that. Commissioner Gaughan's proposed bill stays within the law. It says, keep the law. Expect people in the county to keep the law. It's not advocating rebellion in any sense.
Scranton resident Amanda Karpiak said now's not the time for cowardice.
Now is not the time for meekness, and now is not the time for concessions. We need to draw hard lines against the abuses and constitutional violations that we've been seeing across the country.
Reporting from Scranton, I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. Now in state government. As artificial intelligence technology becomes more common, Pennsylvania state lawmakers say safeguards are needed to protect young tech users. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
The state Senate approved a bill this week to regulate AI chatbots, especially when minors are using the technology. Tech companies would be required to remind users that the chat platforms are not humans. The chatbots would also have to share resources about suicide prevention if a user mentions self-harm. Tracy Pennycook, the bill's prime sponsor, says researchers have found that technology can negatively influence young users when no regulations exist.
When a young person begins to rely on a machine for emotional support without proper safeguards in place, the consequences can be devastating.
Still, the bill does not require platforms to impose age verification on users. The near-unanimous Senate approval comes just 1 month after Governor Josh Shapiro called for better AI regulation during his annual budget address. The bill's next stop is the House Communications and Technology Committee. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. So I did promise you a basketball story. The University of Scranton women's basketball team will play in the Final Four tonight for a chance to play for the national championship. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall caught up with the Royals before the team left for Virginia.
Beyond skill, tenacity, and speed, members of the undefeated University of Scranton women's basketball team say something sets them apart.
It's like you're playing with your families, your sisters, so we're just having fun doing it.
That's Kaylee Romanowski, a senior guard from Wayne County. On Thursday, that family plays two-time defending national champions New York University in the Division III Final Four in Virginia. The winner of the game will play for the national championship on Saturday. The Lady Royals have won 31 straight games by an average margin of 38 points. Coach Ben O'Brien has led the team since 2022.
They get along so well. The chemistry on the court and off the court has been special. It's just a special group.
The University of Scranton is ranked second in the country behind NYU. Scranton has become a powerhouse in Division III women's basketball, winning 11 straight landmark conference titles. Casey Cranson, a Holy Cross High School graduate, leads the team in scoring.
We're all very close on and off the courts. We're best friends. I just think we just put so much work into this season that it's just nice to see that it's all paying off.
A MARTS bus idled outside the John Long Center on Tuesday afternoon. The family loaded duffel bags and snacks onto the bus for one more road trip together.
We're super excited, super grateful to have the opportunity, and just looking forward to getting down there and hopefully finishing some business.
Reporting from Scranton, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
The Lady Royals will face New York University in the national semifinal at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. Live streaming of the games will be available through ESPN+, and you can find more of this story at WVIA.org. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. As always, find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. One more show for the week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.